You're listening to the Peer Advantage Podcast, helping you leverage the power of others. It's episode 307, Ruts Are Habits with More Polite Labels. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Getting your vehicle stuck in a rut, it's just not fun. Now, if you live up north where there's snow and there's ice, then that likely is a big form of ruts that you can get your car or your truck stuck in. And down here in Texas, we don't have, well, we get snow, but it's not that big. Mud. Mud's probably what's going to get you stuck here in Texas. And it can be really tough to get out of, which is why sometimes we've got to have somebody pull us, maybe even somebody tow us, or maybe somebody push us out of a rut. Well, in life, our ruts are just our habits. Sometimes we call them what they truly are, but we just use more polite language because it makes them seem less destructive. They are the habits that prevent us from moving forward. We get stuck in a rut or in multiple ruts. It happens when the habits have persisted for so long that we've just worn such a deep groove into our life that we can't escape it, not without some help. In fact, maybe a lot of help if we're really stuck. Are there ruts in your life that have you stuck? You need some help being towed out of them? Or are you just going to sit there and remain stuck? This is the week. Yeah, this is the week to do something about it, to shake it up, jump out of it, jump into an improved track so that you can move forward. Unfortunately, it's not that easy, and it's not that simple. Experience has taught me a few things about ruts. Largely, they're habits, and we sometimes refer to them affectionately because we fool ourselves into thinking they're serving us, they're beneficial, when in fact, no, they're restricting us, they're holding us back. They're digging us in. They are sticking us so we can't move. There's this phenomenal impact that I have seen that happens to us when somebody cares enough about us to ask us challenging questions. And when people really do the work to help us gain some insight, understanding, compassion, and support from people willing to invest in us and willing to let us invest in them, it will either pull us or push us out of our sticky habits. First by making us aware of them. Because until we see our habits for what they are, sometimes they're excuses, sometimes they're crutches, sometimes they're something else. Now, we put fancy titles and words on them because they serve us, we think. They help us. Yeah, no. Now, that's where the friendly, safe challenges serve us. You know, but the phenomenon that I see is how people react when those habits or those assumptions are challenged and they begin to see things more clearly, sometimes for the first time. Some get physically ill. No, nothing serious, nothing worthy of seeing a doctor necessarily, but I have seen people quite literally get sick, finding it really tough to get out of bed for a day or two after they have come face to face with a habit that really isn't serving them. The shock to their system is so severe, they physically need some time to process the clarity and to deal with this truth that they have become the problem. Has that ever happened to you? Boy, it has me. I remember it happening to me. I was much younger, but boy, do I know the feeling. And as awful as those hours are, the impact is powerful, and it's powerfully positive. For me, it was the realization that I had it so terribly wrong. And as much as I did not see it earlier, once it was pointed out to me, I couldn't help but see it. I couldn't resist seeing it. In fact, I couldn't stop glaring at it. And it made me sick. It literally made me sick. Now, the sickness didn't last because it was quickly overcome by determination. And that's another phenomenon that I see. That's the other side of the phenomenon, determination. Making up your mind to face and deal with the habits that have become the ruts in your life. Now, it's possible to do this work alone. I'm not going to lie to you. Of course you can. It's just highly improbable. And the reason for that is we all love comfort. And comfort is mostly more important to us than challenge. And I'm not saying that you can't challenge yourself. Of course you can challenge yourself, but it can be super difficult to do because we stay comfortable with our bad habits, mostly the ones that are holding us back. Sometimes the habits, well, maybe they're just more properly assumptions. And it's why business performance, they reach plateaus. It's why performance can largely become stagnant. It's why leaders who were once thought to be superstars, can lose their starlight power over time. It doesn't feel like complacency. It doesn't feel like assumptions that have gone awry. It doesn't feel like a bad habit till it's too late. Leaders don't confess. I've never, ever heard a leader confess, you know what? I'm too comfortable. I'm complacent. Because it doesn't feel that way to them. Instead, what you'll hear is, I'm working as hard as I can. Or people may say, you know, I'm working just as hard as I ever did. The problem is that does not always address, nor does it always translate into high performance. It doesn't always address the real issue. It doesn't address how their stale assumptions or their bad habits are holding them back. Facing those is best done with outside help. In fact, I'm going to tell you, it's way quicker. It's so much faster. The acceleration is ginormously different. Safe people, brave enough to serve because they want to see you accelerate past those assumptions, past those bad habits. There's the key. New levels of performance rarely happen organically. They need drivers. I've been watching on the History Channel. I've seen it before. And if you have not watched it, it's worth recording. It's worth watching. This series about the men who built America. No offense to you ladies, but it's about these industrialists, these hard charging, I mean, oftentimes cutthroat guys. And it's pretty interesting. For every super successful man, there was another super successful guy who was his arch rival. And it could be argued that those rivalries served to really push some of these guys. New levels of performance that didn't happen organically, that happened because there were drivers in place. There was somebody else who was really trying to pursue the same thing that you were, trying to dominate your space, competition. Well, they can be that, but they could also be the quest to survive. Humans own and lead companies. And so for me, this is a super important thing because humans need other humans. And we need other humans who are willing and able to connect with us and to push us or to pull us towards something that's greater than the status quo. And we can do this for each other. And it's a great thing. There's no need for our bad habits to become ruts. There's no need for our blind spots to expand into something bigger, darker, more sinister. We are without excuse. We absolutely are without excuse as leaders and as business people, as business owners. We are without excuse to be stuck because we are humans. And we have this enormous capacity to connect and to engage with other humans who can help us. There is no need to be jaded. There is no need to be cynical. Is everybody safe? No, but some are. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Lord willing, I'll see you on Thursday.